Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. As I promised, Beverly Williams is here. Beverly is an original member of the show. She's not just an original member of the Brain Trust. She's the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Business Owners, and she's our good friend. The only problem with Beverly is she never does anything I say. Beverly, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Thank you, and good morning to you, too.
It's the truth, isn't it? You never do anything
Probably.
I say.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but we do have our differences, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's what makes the stew spicier, doesn't it?
That's right. And if nothing else, it's spicier. Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Isn't this a wonderful beginning to a new year?
It's going to be a good year. I'm convinced that we're going to have a good year this year. And you know, Beverly, one of the things that we've observed in the last several months has been a marked increase in interest among the people who contact us about home-based businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm convinced that a lot of that is because of the unemployment rate. What do you think?
I think it certainly has something to do with it. Whenever there is a wave, I will call it, of dissatisfaction with jobs, the corporate world, particularly if corporations are downsizing, if the economy is difficult, when the world is difficult, which is most of the time these days, we see a lot of people beginning to take a look at where they are, what they're doing, how they're doing it, and wanting to make changes. And one of the biggest changes they can make is in their career. A lot of people are very dissatisfied with the lifestyle that they're forced into by corporate America, the long commutes, the long hours, the lack of time with family, and home-based business is the other end of that spectrum. It gives them the opportunity to have a different lifestyle, have a different career sometimes, and be happier in their life, period. So, yes, well, I'm not surprised. I think that this is another one of those waves of interest in home-based businesses. It's going to continue to grow. I think each wave has been bigger than the last one. And I think we'll probably never see a total tidal wave. I don't think this is something that's ever going to go away, but I think it will continue to build.
Well, I think one of the things you just said is something that I think people need to remember and need to realize, because I believe you're exactly right, and that is that this is not some anomaly. This isn't this whole interest in this increased interest in being self-determined, whether you work from home or not. This is not a fad. This is not something that's going to pop up and go away. This is what's going to happen, folks, throughout the 21st century. And Beverly, I've marked the origins of all this. Mm-hmm. Back in the mid-1970s, and I've got my reasons for saying that. I won't go into all those right now, but the thing is that every year that I've observed this since the mid-1970s, it's increased in activity and frequency. People interested in being self-determined, being home-based, being a business owner, whether it's home-based or not. But the interesting thing, though, Bev, is that so many of these people who are talking to us about going into a small business, wanting to be a business owner, too many of them, way too many of them, don't know what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want. They write and say, I want to start my own business from home. Where's a good place to start?
Right.
And those are the dangerous ones for themselves.
Well, yes and no. At least they're asking for help.
See what I mean, folks? There's a perfect example. You know, she could have agreed with me, but no.
No, it's not my nature to do that. You know that.
Yeah.
I think that at least they're asking for help, and that's better than just going off on a tangent and doing it on their own.
If you're right, Beverly, if that's the first step of their due diligence process, then I'm going to cut them some slack.
Yes.
But if they sit around waiting on somebody to hand it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And men, or maybe if they go off on something that's just a business, whether it's what they love to do or not, then that's where the danger is.
Yes, I agree with that.
Oh, wow. Hey, we're going to end this segment on a high note there. 2010, we'll be right back with our good friend, Beverly Williams. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Joan Pride is up with us in the next hour. She's with Kiplinger Editors, and we'll be talking about what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world in the next hour. And right now, though, we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams, the president and founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And Beverly, what do we say? What's your advice to someone right now heading off into 2004? Who would like to have a life as a small business, as a home-based business owner?
Plan, plan, plan. If this is your goal for 2004, to start your own business from home, start now researching what it is you want to do, whether or not there's a market for it, whether or not you have the right to have this business in your home, by zoning law. I really need to get a checklist together, I guess, of all the things that you need to do starting now, because it's not just defining what kind of business you want to start. There's so many more things involved when you're going to start it from home. You need to start talking to your family. You need to look at your finances. You need to look at things like your benefits. If you're working full-time right now and you have your health insurance through your employer, can you afford to pay for that on your own, or does someone else in the household have insurance that you can be covered under while you're getting going? There's so many other things to think about besides just what it is you're going to do. So it's important to look at the resources, find out what kind of classes are available for you. If you've never been a business owner before, go to your local college and see what kind of entrepreneurship programs they have. Most of them are available through the continuing education programs. They're very inexpensive. There's no college degree required for any of that. So it's a really, I say easy, easier than going through a whole college program, and that turns some people off of mm-hmm. thinking about going back to school. But do your upfront work. Plan it out. Do your business plan. Work the whole thing through before you quit your job or before you invest your money in something that may not work if you haven't looked at all the things you need to look at.
Something else, Beverly, that I said at the top of the hour when I was starting the segment that I was doing on financial resolutions,
mm-hmm.
and I said that, you know, there are two parallel universes that you need to be operating in while you're thinking about all this, starting a business of your own, whether it be home based or not,
mm-hmm.
and one universe is the one where you do the due diligence on the business that you want to go into, and you track all that, and you accumulate all that information, and you process it and segregate it and you know, come up with some answers. And the other universe is the personal one, and that's where all the while you're doing the other things, you're also sort of feeding this on you, this new professional garment that you're going to be making over there in that other universe, make sure that it fits on you. Make sure that
mm-hmm.
what you're doing is not just feasible, not just a need for it in the marketplace, not just, you know, will it be profitable or not, not just how much capital will it take to start it, but is this really what I need to be doing, mm-hmm. And right. And you said something a minute ago that's also true. Is it also the kind of thing that me and my family, those closest mm-hmm. to me, is it right for them and me?
Right.
You got to do both exactly. of those simultaneously, don't you?
You really do. Particularly in a home-based business, you really have to look at the other end of the spectrum besides the business, and that is how does it fit in your family and in your lifestyle? I mean, you're not just creating a new career. I've said this before. You're creating a whole new lifestyle for yourself, which includes your personal life and your business life under one roof. And so there's a major difference there, and you have to take into account whether or not this business is going to fit into the household that you currently have or the one that you expect to have in the future, and how does that blend? Because if that doesn't blend well, you're not going to have much of a life in your career. Your business is not going to be very satisfactory to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say this. For those people who already are in a home-based business, I always had trouble with New Year's resolutions because, you know, you make the ones that you think everybody thinks you should make. I'm going to lose 10 pounds, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And I found that I always disappointed myself and really didn't do them. So I usually spend January sitting down and looking at where am I professionally and personally, and what changes do I want to make. I particularly liked in your New Year's resolutions on the personal level to have more fun. One of the things that I think is important for home-based business owners is to look at your success quotient, I call it. You know, how successful are you? And you hit it on the head, looking at success not just as money and stuff. You know, are you happy? Is your family happy? Is the household that you're living and working in okay with the way things are going? Not just okay, but happy with the way mm-hmm. things are going. Does it blend well? Or do you need to make some changes? I mean, this is an additional to your other needs to look at, financial and marketing plan and all of that. But
well, you know, when you're thinking about that business, and let's say you've identified that the one you want to go into could make you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I've learned, Beverly, and I know you know this too, money and stuff give you options,
yeah.
not necessarily happiness.
Absolutely.
The main thing that money and stuff does, especially wealth is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I'll take
uh-huh.
it. But it doesn't make you happy. It just gives you options.
That's
You have to make sure that you have to find your own happiness.
Yeah.
Beverly, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend, Beverly Williams. Stay with us. Back at 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Beverly Williams is our guest. Beverly, you and our good friend Don Cooper have written a book.
Yes, we have.
It's going to be out in a few months, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Sometime early May, I believe.
And you're going to launch it on this show, right?
We are going to launch it on your show, absolutely.
And tell us what the book's all about.
Oh, well, the book is called The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Business from Home. And basically, Don and I have taken our years and years and years of personal experience of being home-based business people and the experience of people that we've talked to around the world, and we have put it into a book to help people look at all the different aspects of starting and running a business from home, not just how to decide on the business, but how to incorporate it into your personal life and make it successful in both areas. It's a lifestyle book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a how-to start a business at home, but it's also a lifestyle book, which is not something anybody else has done, and that's how it's different from all the other, you know, how to start a home-based business type of book. We feel that there's a lot of very valuable information in here that's never been put in other books.
Well,
so
good for you.
Look for the 30-second commute in
we'll
the next
be,
couple
we'll
of months.
We'll be talking about that in the future. Beverly,
yeah.
one of the things that I want to I want you to help me start off the year with is something we've done probably every year for the last 6 years, and that's to remind people about this issue of grants. in so many times a week we get an email from somebody who says, I want to start my own business, especially I want to start a home-based business. Where do I find a grant? Now, we need to educate people about grants. You know what I do? I've told you what I do. I write them back and say, Grant died.
Yeah.
I tell them Grant died. You know, he's buried there in Washington, D.C. And the folks, if you are the one thing that will derail you, that will demotivate you, and that will cost you way, way, way too much time and effort and maybe money, is trying to start a business thinking that you're going to get a grant from somebody. Remember what, I don't remember who said it, Beverly, but some wise person, probably a woman, said this. There's no free lunch.
Yes, yes.
And
it's
grants,
absolutely
grants
right.
Grants are sort of like a free lunch, and I'm not telling you that nobody ever gets a grant, but you're not going to get one. And I think and you might say, well, how can you say that? You know, how can you say that to millions of people? Well, I think I can say that because the one or two people who actually get one, I'll deal with them. But
yeah.
the other 999 million of you, you're not going to get a grant.
That's right.
So don't waste your time.
And if you've got the time and the energy to do that kind of research to find the right grant for you and write the grant proposal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then you're spending way more energy than you need to, because you could spend half of that finding other resources.
That's right.
I think that...
And also,
if
anybody who ever gets a grant, Beverly, comes with strings that you're not going to want to put up with.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't... I mean, I'm telling you, not only are you not going to get one, if you could get one, you don't want the money.
No, because you're right. Everybody thinks it's just free money that somebody's going to hand you a check and say, okay, go do what you want to do. And that is not the case. You're right. You have to meet certain qualifications in order to even be there in the first place, and then it has to meet certain criteria at the end to keep the money.
Well, and Beverly, if that's in what the other thing that I'm going, and this is part of my tough love act that I do, and that is that if that's where your head is, then you're not ready for small business because you don't know how the marketplace works yet.
Right. Yes, that's a very, very good point, and I think that's what's so discouraging to me, Jim, about all the emails that you and I both get from people who are asking for a quick fix to having a home-based business, and that is that they really have no idea what this is all going to be about, and they're the last ones that should be going into business in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, face reality, folks. And it's a hard, harsh world, but it's better to face it now than later.
But, Beverly, the thing is those people, I'm not telling them not to continue the process. I'm not telling them that they're not that they shouldn't become business owners ultimately. I'm just saying that you've got a lot of stuff you need to learn before you actually do it, and recognize that you are not in the acquisition part of the phase of being a business owner. You're in the education phase of being
right.
a business owner.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I think unfortunately
20 seconds.
It the reality smacks a lot of people very hard in the face, and you can save yourself that pain by doing some investigating in the first place and face reality.
And
reality
hurts. It does. And talk to other people who are doing what you do.
Yes.
That's a very important thing to do. Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job today. Happy New Year, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I'll be here. Thank you.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world. God be with you. God bless you. We are proud of you. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.